Hi everyone, welcome to Nancy's Metaphysical World and More. My name is Nancy and I host the show. And today I have a great guest, I'm sure everybody's going to enjoy her. Her name is Deborah Skye and she does past life regressions, all different kinds of help in healing people so that they can get rid of all that stuff that they really don't want. So Deborah Skye, welcome to the show.
Hi Nancy, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
You're very welcome. Now, what I'm going to have you do, Deborah Skye, is I really want you to tell people a little bit about who you are and what really started you on your journey to want to help people wake up, because we're in a time frame right now where this awakening is very, very important.
Oh, absolutely. It is very much so. So what happened when I was 14 years old? Earlier than that, but just let's work on the 14-year-old because that was such an impactful time for me. I was down in Chichen Itza in Mexico in the Yucatan Peninsula, and Chichen Itza is now one of the wonders of the world. And when I walked onto the grounds on the pyramids, I transformed. I went into a parallel reality, and I became a dark-skinned maiden young girl, probably around anywhere 17 to 20, early 20s, and I had long black hair, and I was wearing a white dress, like a white robe, and I looked up on top of the pyramid, and there was my husband, and he was in full display and beautiful headdress, and he was looking towards, I guess it is probably the west. And I knew everything. I knew where the Venetian platform was. I knew where the courtyard was. I knew where the cenote was. I knew everything. And what really struck me to remind me and to keep that resonance with me till this day was that an elder lady, she was shorter than I was in that time frame, and she was wearing a white dress, long gray hair, and she walked by me and she looked directly into my eyes. And here I am, I'm just a child, I'm just a 14-year-old girl coming from North America, but I went right into the presence of who I am in that place, in that location. And I went and explored the grounds, and each year I go back to Chichen Itza, and I've done ceremony there. I've worked with Mayan elders. I've worked with Humbert Men, who is a Mayan elder. I've worked with cosmologists, researchers, so many different people and indigenous communities related to the Maya. And so that was, you know, that was a pivotal point for me. And then I had another awakening, like a really, really huge awakening when I was 21 years old. And what happened is I entered into a portal, and it was very similar to having a near-death experience, but I didn't have anything impulse me. You know, usually a lot of people have to have a car accident or something, you know, profound that's going to wake them to that moment to have that experience. Well, I was just waking up. I was literally just opening my eyes and waking up, and as I opened my eyes, I went through this portal that really just brought me about 10 years of my life of information. And I sat up and I said I wanted to move to Costa Rica. And I didn't even know where it was. And Nancy, what happened is 2 weeks later, I walked out into the kitchen, my dad and my mom were there, and I said, I want to go to Costa Rica. And so what happened? 2 weeks later, I was in Costa Rica, and I ended up moving there 6 months later. I lived in the jungle by myself for close to 2 years, and it was quite an experience because I was in training. And, of course, personally, I've lived in that exact location where my house is in Costa Rica, and it was very much a remembrance to myself. And it's just, you know, there have been so many pivotal moments in my life, but those two are really profound moments that shifted my awareness, my consciousness, and really brought to me the message and the clarity of what I'm here to do, what my purpose is, and how to enable that to take action in life, not just for myself, but for thousands of people. So that's a little bit about that.
It's really very, very fascinating because a lot of people are going, well, gee, that never happens to me, so why did it happen to her? How come she got to be the lucky one? While it was happening to you, did you consider yourself the lucky one?
Not particularly, especially when I was 14. You know, since a very early age, I have been recalling past lives. It's very much in my whole being that I am able to visit and interact with simultaneous realities and parallel realities. And for me, it's extremely normal. And it just doesn't come to me. I mean, it does now, but I mean, I pursued it because it was part of my makeup. And I recognized that as a young child. When I was 11 years old, I started studying, like really heavily studying, like somebody would in their, you know, 20s or 40s, on metaphysical and parapsychology and soulmates and Atlantis and Lemuria. And these were very easily attainable concepts to me because it's in my own blueprint, it's in my DNA. It's not the first time I'm reading these words. It's revisiting them for me just to be able to go, oh, yes, okay, there's something else that I am aware of. You know, how do I bring that into people's lives? And it's also, here's one thing, Nancy, that you probably recognize yourself because you live so much and engage so much in your own lifestyle that sometimes I have to remind myself that, yes, not everybody lives like this. Not everybody has this perception or this relationship to the world around them as I do. So when I think about that, it reminds me like, oh, I have to be able to interact in a method or communicate from a position of, okay, well, here it is. Here's the basics of understanding what this means to another person. And I do that through my writing.
Go ahead, your writing.
Yeah, I do it through my writing, through my newsletters, through my radio show, through the things that I communicate. You know, I'm very much out there and available to people. So that the messages that I have, that the Earth has and the cosmos, that I'm able to be just a conduit for that.
Deborah Sky, do you think most people have a really good connection, but they either neglect to allow it to come through, or they don't want to be strange or weird, or they may just not hear it because their mind is so busy caught up with everything else?
Well, that's very true. It's very true. You know, everyone has a connection to Source, God, Allah, you know, the Earth, the cosmos, the universe, whatever it is to the individual. We all have that connection. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here because you would lose yourself and you wouldn't be able to attain yourself in the physical body anymore. So that connection is always present. Yet, the way that the world around most people dictates otherwise to not trust those intuitive awareness, those abilities, which when you have a voice in your head to recognize that it's a prompting from your spiritual self, which is constantly with you, which is always with you, which is always guiding you and pointing and giving you directions. Most people get to shut down at a very early age or later on in life. And, you know, it really constitutes a certain will power and an engagement, again, with the world around oneself to recognize that it doesn't matter what other people say. Because this is your truth.
Well, it doesn't really matter. You know, I grew up very protected by angels, getting communication all the time, not really telling anybody about it, not because I didn't want to, but because I was warned several times over about, you know, they don't need to know what you know, basically, but not in those exact words. You know, that you know a lot of things now, but you can't use it right now. We'll let you know when. And they did. They let me know when to use it so I didn't get killed in car accidents and things like that, which are pretty important. You know, but I really believe that as a small child, everybody starts off with this kind of connection. And a lot of the times, unfortunately, children are put in families or are in families that, you know, are trying to keep up with the Joneses, or they're very religious and they don't want people to know that their child is seeing angels or talking to angels because, you know, they may be told your child is crazy or whatever. You know, so they basically shut down a lot of children, like you just said. And I really think it's time for everyone, not just children, but everyone to really just open up and trust, because right now we're in a world of hurt with what we have done to this earth and the planet and the universe and ourselves. And if we don't find a way to open up that love connection between heaven, earth, ourselves, we're going to continue to destroy a lot of things that are here to help us, not hurt us. And I think it's time that they understand. Now, you also do what's called the energy matrix connection.
Yeah, the divine energy matrix connection.
Right. Explain what that is and tell people how it works, please.
Well, that's really difficult to say because, for one thing, I haven't brought this out to the public. This one's coming out. I'm doing my first teacher training for individuals, practitioners first, and then we're going to the teacher training in March of 2011. So what the divine energy matrix connection is connecting you to your own divinity. How this works is I can't really reveal that publicly because that's part of the training and you have to actually be engaged in it. There is a focal point to the body, which is, you know, a very pivotal point in the body that once you connect with that, it allows you this place in being able to have a strong interaction with the world around you and create an extremely powerful energy field around you, and also open up the connections to your own divine self, which is, of course, within you, but without outside of you, too, in the sphere of which you live in. So the whole interaction within your auric field and being able to communicate with your angels and being able to have that conversation with your guides and have that conversation on a daily basis. And what has happened with this work, I went into very intense training with two beings, and they showed me how to do this and how to work with this. And this work is prior to the shifting of the DNA of it's actually a reconnection to your stellar blueprint, to the place of which you are active and you are empowered and you are in clarity and purpose and you're able to manifest in the world as you should be. So it is an incredibly beautiful system. And that will, again, be released in March of 2011. And that's all I can really say about it because there's so much that's in the training itself. And it actually is part, there's one chapter in my book that talks about the divine energy matrix connection, soul immersion, and you know, people can read about it in there, but they will have to actually do the practical training to get the hands-on experience because it really is a, you know, the circuitry of the mind and the reconnection in the brain and in the body and in the spiritual self to have that divine connection take place and to create massive healing. So it's not really working in the past. It's working in the moment and reorganizing certain patterns in the body and taking out, here's one really interesting thing, crystals in the body. You know how crystals can be programmed? Well, we have crystals in our etheric field, in our auric body, and they're really like conduits of information. So some of them are really old and they no longer pertain to this existence in this time because there's such a new energy field that's coming in with the new earth and the new energy body, which we need to actually be in for the new earth. The shifting has to take place, the transformation within an individual, also on an energetic level too. So there's a lot of work with crystals, but they're not physical crystals. They're etheric crystals. So they're templates in the body, which get cleared and replaced. So it's really fascinating. I gotta say that it's incredibly fascinating. When I was getting trained and doing it, it's great.
You know, everybody right now, Deborah Sky, is worried about the year 2012, and everybody thinks it's all gonna fall apart, and everybody thinks everybody's gonna die. Can you give us a little idea about what your thought is with 2012?
Yeah, well, that's called mass media, and mass media wants to make money, and you know, it just shows how much influence media actually has I was on a post the other day online, and there was a researcher speaking about, a news reporter speaking about actually the facts of 2012, and I was like, wow, well, thank you so much for actually doing some research prior to just writing an article. And as I was commenting, right below, there was a post from somebody, and this is, I've seen this one a couple of times. Well, how can a culture that completely, you know, left or completely got killed, you know, how come they predict the future if they're not even here anymore? I'm like, oh my gosh, there's 7 million Mayans living today in just Guatemala alone, people. You know, they're the largest. They have more Mayans than they do the Spanish and Latin Americans in Guatemala. So it's like, it just blows my mind that that is how much influence. If people watch something, they think it's real because it's on a piece of paper or it's in a book or it's on the internet or whatever it is. And the truth is, all you have to do is connect with the earth, you know, and listen to the resonance and the information that she brings you, and that will connect you to what's really happening. So 2012 is the 13 Baktun cycle in the long count calendar, the Mayan calendar. And it is an incredible cycle because we're just coming to the point of close to 26,000 years, which is a Palladian cycle. So it's actually a galactic universal cycle. And within that cycle, it is a larger one for other different planets in our galaxy. So if you look at our universe, not just our planet and our galaxy, but our universe, there are other universes also. So everything is getting turned and coming into alignment to create this incredible birthing process of this planet and other planets too, but this planet, because that's where we are, so this is our focal point.
Mm-hmm.
And what's happening here is that as the, you know, as the clutter, you know, really hits the fan, let's just call it that, as that hits the fan, what is happening is people are coming back to the questioning of why. What if I did that? Or they're getting fed up with certain things in their life, and they're now coming to a place where this year alone, I've had so many people contact me saying, okay, it's done. I can't continue to do what I'm doing. It's now time for me to do what I came here for, and I got to find that out, and I got to do it. And I don't know why, but I just feel that way. And this is everybody. This isn't, you know, a particular person at all. Anyone? So the Earth is awakening the consciousness of herself, of course, because she is going through a transition and she is going into the birthing process. And we are assisting her in that process. And the only way that we can do that as a humanity, as a spiritually connected being to this mother that we live on and reside in, is connect to the heart level, because that is the same resonance as a planet. And when we do that, it is accessible for us to make the shift in a manner through love as opposed towards the other side, which is through fear. And, you know, that is the media. That is the world's conundrum, is the media and the fear. But you unplug yourself from that, and then you get to see what's really going on. You know, what the earth is asking and portraying to us. Because this cycle has happened before, Nancy. This isn't the first time this has happened.
Right.
The first time we've been here at this time talking about it on radio.
Yeah.
And
that's the thing. A lot of people, they're hearing all different kinds of stuff. And, you know, because their heart isn't connected really where it needs to be, they really don't know what to believe. So they choose a lot of times the fear route rather than the heart smart part, as I call it. And, you know, then you get all the media playing it all up, saying, oh, people are going to die, Earth is going to implode itself, it's all going to be over, blah, blah, blah. And it's like I sit here and I go, you've got to be kidding me. This Earth has been here.
Oh, yeah, for forever. But the point of that one is education.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just people connecting to their heart, because if people don't make the effort to educate individually, and to inform themselves, then they're just going to take whatever comes to them, and that's a lazy mindset. And
very.
You know, it is. It's extremely lazy, because they just think, well, you know, I read it, or I heard it on the news, and it's like, so what? it doesn't mean that it's real. It's put on the news because that's what they want you to know. And I don't have to get into that whole spiel, but it's really true. Like, you know, you write and you communicate to influence whoever it is that you're influencing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it has been made that way that you can influence a large population of a society that is not educated to be educated.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about your book, Your Soul's Purpose Awakening. Well, that's a CD. So mm-hmm. we'll go down to Discovering and Living Your Soul's Purpose, Creating Dreams of Your Life. People mm-hmm. have a very hard time trying to figure out, one, what their soul purpose is, two,
yeah.
how to attain it, and three, how to achieve what their dreams really are. So don't give your book away, but can you give the listeners a little bit of advice about some of the techniques that maybe they could try or use?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, Discovering and Living Your Soul's Purpose was created for my global clientele that didn't have personal access to me. So I wrote a little book, and you can actually get on my website, and it's 8 weeks. So it was actually a three-month program that we spread out, and people had a teleseminar time with me. And what happened was that I would do a one-hour talk, and then I would give some homework to people. And said, okay, implement this into your life. So in the book, it's an 8-week process as opposed to a 3-month process. And it's really looking at how do you converse with people you love? How do you interact with people, and what do you allow them to influence you with? And here are some simple steps. Daily meditation. Questioning reality. And then asking yourself honest questions about what it is that you love to do. What are you passionate about? And it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be acceptable by society's standards. And then when you find that out, when you begin to listen, what happens is you begin to trust those inner promptings. When that takes place, you can now begin to influence the outside world around you also. Which means if somebody tells you they're going to show up and they don't show up ever on time, well, that is disrespectful to you, your time, your life, and to them. But if you just allow these things to happen in one's life, well, how are you going to be on purpose, and how are you going to ask the world around you to move into a level of which you want to be responsive to? So when you start to let people around you know that this is acceptable, this isn't acceptable. You know, I'm going to, instead of going out Friday night to a bar, I'm going to actually sit at home and listen to some music and, you know, go to a yoga class. So to shift oneself into something that's more of a relationship with one's persona as opposed to pleasing other people. So there's 8 different techniques that you can move into that can influence where you are presently to make the shift into aligning to what is my soul purpose and how do I discover that? How do I live it? And there's simple little, it's laid out for you to figure out, okay, well, this is what you do and this is how you get there. And it's practical. And I've had a lot of people respond to me and send me emails and leave comments of just how much it has shifted their life just by following this simple technique. So, you know, it's just taking the information and putting it into practice.
And I think the biggest key is what you just said. It's practical.
Yeah, okay, it is. It's extremely
key.
Practical. Mm-hmm.
You know, because a lot of people, you know, they write, there's many, many books out there for self-help, many, many different kinds of books in all categories. But a lot of times they write it so that it, one, doesn't sound practical, and two, for a person to follow them or try to do it, it just isn't going to work. And then, so they'll get the book, and they'll read the book, and they go, oh, it doesn't work. And so then they've already predetermined that nothing else works. Which
absolutely. And you know what? I base this on my clients. So this was written for my clients. So I was speaking from a coaching perspective directly to a client. So it's practical because it's real. It's not my thought process that I haven't tried out. It literally was me speaking to a client and me asking questions and then coming back with the answers and writing them down and having this laid out for everyone. So that's why people relate to it so strongly, because there was ideal client that I focused on. And that client became everyone else who had read the book, or who still reads the book because it's relatable.
Mm-hmm. Which, again, is important that it's rereadable, because people tend to forget. Deborah, could you give out your website for the listeners, please?
Oh, yeah. They can go to soultherapy.ca, and they can also go to deborahsky.com. So there's both of them. And the soultherapy.ca really focuses on past life regression and also the training, the coaching that I have, and a lot of different articles based on Dolores Cannon, who I've worked with, and Dr. Brian Weiss, who I've worked with, my spiritual journeys that I go on, and I bring people. So next October, I'm going down to Guatemala and inviting people to come with me for 15 days. And DeborahSky.com is really focused on my soul coaching. It's my star power system, and it's the soul coaching in all the programs that I offer to female entrepreneurs, females who are looking for empowerment programs, that are looking to align themselves, and it's just really amazing programs and coaching packages for people.
Let's talk a little bit about children today, because you see,
yeah, let's.
I agree with a lot of what you said on, you know, your website as far as children with ADD, ADHD, and all that stuff.
Yes.
So let's talk about what you believe is going on with children today.
Well, what's happening is that a lot of children are coming in at dimensional frequency. So they're already in the new earth frequency, and what's happening is they're coming into an old system. The system isn't programmed for them. And excuse me, people, if the listening audience right now, if you don't understand what I'm saying, but you will. So they're coming into a system that is not aligned to how they work and see. And it's amazing, Nancy. As you know, I mean, you work with children, and I've worked with so many children too, and it's incredible when you connect and you see a child, whether they're present or not, and you see how they see the world around them and how they think. They're extremely intelligent. Like, I can't tell you. Children who are labeled slow, who have ADHD and all this stuff, they are working at hyper speeds. They are just so tuned. They see things. They work in a way. A lot of them are very scientific, extremely scientific. So their method of conclusions or discovering things is completely different from how an adult who's, you know, 40, 50, 60 years old is interpreting this, because they are not in that place. And if they don't take the time, educate themselves, and understand how these children are behaving and interacting with the world around them, they're stuck in the old program, not the children. The school system is an old school system. It was created for whatever reason, the way that it's done, you know, to control and a behavior. And these children today don't work like that. So they actually, you know, in Canada, they have changed the school system. They're shifting it around. But still, there's a lot of things that the children are just like, okay, I've already got it done. Or, you know what, you just don't engage me. And I'm bored out of my mind. So when you're asking me questions and I'm not interacting with you, it's because you're not engaging me. Stories about this stuff that happened 400 years ago, who cares?
Right.
You know, it's who cares? It's not interesting to me. Let's talk about computer games. Let's talk about things that are like fast action and moving and, you know, and creative, imaginative ideas. That's going to get a child's attention.
Oh, it does. You know, and I don't know if you read all of my bio, but I actually moved from Chicago to New Mexico to find land, find funding, build a school, open it, and run it, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And the school is called the School of Now, which is a school that will never be outdated. And
yeah.
It's actually a live-in school and a day school, both for K through high school, for children that have been labeled with ADD, ADHD, problem children, children that don't fit the bell curve, and children that are just outright bored, which really encompasses now about 98% of student body nationwide and worldwide.
Yeah.
And so all of the teaching is different. It's not like the old system. So I got down here, and I actually got 22.5 acres of land donated to me.
Oh, sweet. Good for you.
Now I got
beautiful. And how is it? How long have you had it?
Well, I've only been in New Mexico for about a year and a half, so I got to land at the beginning of this year. So now I got to find the funding to build it, which is, you know, a little hard, but it's not impossible, and I don't give up because it's very much needed.
Yeah.
You know, and I couldn't stand watching all these children who are highly, highly intelligent and intuitive being drugged.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the biggest thing in the United States. I mean, it's here too, but United States, Big Pharma, oh my gosh, it is an epidemic. And parents, please take the time to educate yourself on the child without having the influence of the pharmaceutical and the teachers to influence you to put your child on drugs, because it is going to drug your child, literally. And your child will become comatose, and there's many different side effects, and I just think I can't even get into it because it's disturbing.
You want to just take everybody and shake them to death is what you want to do.
Not just that, but it's like, how can you, I don't understand, a four-year-old, because they're being children and they're yelling, or they have some behaviors, so you give them a drug that was concocted for an adult, and the adult can't even handle it, and you're giving it to a four-year-old, and their binary system hasn't even synergized it. Their whole neurotransmissions in their brain, their body hasn't even organized itself, and their DNA is getting completely erratic. And it's just, it's common sense. And when I read about this, or I talk to producers who are out there looking and talking, and you know, with Health Canada or the big pharmacies and Monsanto and all of these people and the FDA, you know, it is just, how do you allow that to happen?
Well,
education
wait till I tell you this
is the
one.
Key.
It is the key. And actually seeing each child as an individual is the other key. But during the course of my studies to find out what's been going on, I ran across an article that made the statement that they are testing Ritalin on 2- and 3-year-olds. I almost went berserk. I thought, what? You know, so this school is really, really important. So I'm really trying to get people to understand that it's very important. But, you know, I don't think the parents understand what these drugs will, in the long run, do to their children. Because
in the short run, because there's a lot of children that have been taking it that are 4, 6, and they're no longer on the planet. That's all I have to say about that.
It's really bad.
It's terrible. That's all I got to say. It's absolutely terrible. That's all I got
to
say, because I can go on for hours about this, because it's something I've been researching since, you know, my teens, about the pharmaceutical industry. So it's a huge subject for me. Huge.
A big, big one. We'll have you on again and we'll talk about all that. I'm not afraid to talk about it. The other thing, you know, I've also noticed that people have to get very uncomfortable before they're willing to make a change. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think because we have a certain mechanism to allow our energy field to flow, right? There's this commonality that we like to feel, you know, secure. And that security is based on beliefs. And those beliefs usually aren't our own. So we have to get shaken up in our belief system to allow an uncomfortable space to be created, so we can recreate our own beliefs, our own truths, based on our own experiences. Because up to whatever time in life, you are molded and shaped by society and the people who most influence you, your parents, the school system, anything to do with any kind of institution that you are participating in. So that is the way it works. It's like you have to get shaken up because we're asleep. With 10 to 12% capacity, I mean, I'm going to go 8 to 12%. You know, 8 to 12% on this really, you know, on this planet, of 98.9% of the people functioning beyond the 12 to 15%. we are incredible, incredible people, beings, spirits. We are larger than what we can imagine. And we are dumbing down. And that is by choice. But we're dumbing down. And every day, I challenge myself to go further, to break open my comfort zones, to do something that makes me feel uncomfortable. Because I want to expand and I want to be able to grow into that being that I already am. And I that's what I do with my clients. I challenge them. You know, break your own status quo. Break the idea of who you think you are. So you can really live extremely passionate. Because what happens is people get comfortable, then they get lazier. You know, and I'm not saying everybody's lazy, but really, if you look at how the brain works and how much we're actually using it, you don't understand what I mean. It's entropy, you know? So there's a particular part of our brain that's not accessed. And it's my personal job to access that place, that frequency, and open it up so people can imagine, ignite, connect to their soul's purpose, live it, and produce effective results for the planet, for themselves, for the universe, for creation itself.
Which is real important. Well, you know, you talk about, Deborah, working with women a lot, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you talk about the coaching and the regressions and the cellular memory and the blueprints, why is it that women in general are having such a hard time with claiming their own power, you know, re-empowering themselves, mm-hmm. finding that security within themselves? Why has that happened for so long?
Oh, do we really want to get into this?
we have a few minutes for this one.
Okay, good. Okay. We live on a divine feminine planet. And what happened centuries ago is that femininity was controlled, maintained, and locked up. And literally locked up as a funnel, like a siphoning of a fluid of energy, which is creative, productive, and life force giving. And so that happens. That's all over the, you know where I'm going with this. This is a huge topic. And you know, it's in every culture, in every place on the planet. And what we have, especially in the last 18 months, what we have seen on this planet, what's happening, is there is a very quiet awakening of women that are empowering their communities, their children, affecting education, food, government, creating a very large presence and speaking very loud, gently, you know, unfolding it, and it is now time for women to speak their truth. So I'm not going to blatantly say why that's happened, because I might offend a lot of people, but it has been a really shackling of women empowerment. And I work with women more than I do men, because I am a woman. Period. I mean, I can come from a woman's perspective, and I'm not a man. So, you know, I work with a lot of men, but I prefer to work with women because I can relate. I hold the genetic coding and the DNA of a female, you know, generations past. So, you know, working with women, empowering them, and bringing them to a place of courage, truth, and the security within themselves of being able to just walk and be proud of who they are and how they do things in life, no matter what it is, and to honor and respect themselves in everything, in relationships with their families and with people in society. And it's a huge thing. It's really huge. And it's made lasting effects on people.
It is huge. And more women really are starting to re-empower themselves, because at one time they were very, very powerful, but they did give it up. So they are starting to re-empower themselves, which is really important because it's the feminine peacefulness that actually would put the world, you know, at a more peaceful state than what the male energy has done and is still doing. So, you know, that's part of that too. How does past life regressions? Well, first let's explain what a past life regression is, and then explain how it helps people to have a past life regression done.
Oh, okay. Well, the benefits are so many. But the past life regression is really going into a soul memory that your soul has chosen to remind you of, so you can come into alignment in your present life. In the moment, whatever is happening in your life will become a reflection of what you're going into. So your past life regression, because I do therapeutic regression work, we're always going to go to the core of an issue. We're not going to look at it. You're going to go to the core of the issue, and that issue is going to present itself in a manner that is going to reflect to you such profound insight that because it's a cellular memory, you get shifted. It instantly gets shifted and brings you that opening to make a change physically in your life. So they're amazing. They're just amazing because it's therapeutic. You know, you're going in and you're really digging deep. You're personally not. You don't have to do much of the work. It's just your soul who's doing the work. And you go in from the soul's perspective and you see why something is happening in your life, no matter what it is. And then what was your second question? Oh, the benefits. The benefits of a past life regression. Oh, my goodness. Benefits. Aligning to one's soul's purpose, life purpose, feeling physically light, energetic, clear, influenced by your own spirituality, reconnection. Oh, that's the most beautiful part. The connection you get with your soul, which most people are disconnected from, that you know, having that conversation, they get to feel it again and actually go, wow, there's more to me than I imagined. So they get to really see a much larger view of the world, because many people, it happens to everyone. I believe to everyone who lives in a first world or in a city or just anywhere that's populated and systemized, that you get put into a box in your mind. And this is your center of influence, the things that you have in your life. And when you do a regression, you recognize, oh my gosh, there's so much more that's taking place, but I'm only seeing 10 feet in front of me when there's actually 40 or 50. But I didn't recognize those things before, but they've always been there. But because I have this protective shield around myself, right, to keep myself secure because I'm disconnected, when you get that reconnection, you recognize that you live in a safe and abundant world, you know, and you are a spiritual being having a human experience, and that everything's really okay.
Yeah, I think people need to understand that it really is okay, Deborah, because so many people are sitting here totally being depressed, totally being confused, you know, trying to do what other people expect them to do, not following their heart. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And it's really time that the people start really waking up here because, again, there's a lot of changes that are going to be going on that they really need to wake up. You know, so I think learning about your past and bring it forward into the life that you're in will also help you understand maybe why you're doing some of the things in this lifetime that you really have no clue about. You know, so that's
well, here's the thing, too. It is, but here's the thing. People live in the past already. So it's not really going into and learning about, like, the past because you're already in the past. I can't say that enough. So many people think about things that have already happened and are still worried about them or what's going to happen in the future. And they're constantly out of the moment of creation, which is the present moment. So most people are literally living in the past, just continually. And it is a method of changing the mind frequency and everything else, getting to meditation, to learning that this moment is the most powerful moment. And if you're constantly recreating worries that don't even exist, but they do in your mind, because you're still thinking of them, which are past events, which are no longer occurring, then you can really get to the place of knowing that you're okay.
For the courses that you teach, do you only teach them out of Canada? I mean, do you go to other places? Like if somebody had a group of people that wanted to learn, you know, your soul therapy, would you go to other places for that, or do they really need to come to Canada?
Well, I used to do that a lot. I traveled for years teaching down even to Central America. And I gave up traveling and doing that type of teaching for quite a long time. But just recently, in the last year, I picked up again. And I'm doing more online training. So no matter where you are on the planet, you have access to me. You have access to my training, my coaching, my programs. You have one-on-one personal coaching or group coaching. And also the regression work. I'm able to do regression work anywhere. You don't have to physically come and see me. I am fully clairaudient, clairvoyant, and clairsentient. So I will literally be standing beside you, even if you're in Bali, because that's just how it is. And, you know, if there is a group of people who want me to come to see them, yes, if you have a sufficient amount of people, of course, I will come and teach a course wherever that might be. Yeah, I'm very much open to it. But, again, you have to have a certain amount of people for me to, you know, to take the week to go out and to fly to wherever you are.
So give out your website again to the listeners, please.
Okay, yeah. So it's soultherapy.ca, and there's also debrasky.com. So both of them, you have a free Awakening to Your Divine Self CD that's instantly downloaded, and you also get access to my book, which is Discovering and Living Your Soul's Purpose. And I give away that free, too, when you opt in.
Good. Now, you also do Akashic Record readings. A lot of people don't know what that is, and some people who know what it is don't quite understand the value of it or how it works. Can you just talk about that a little bit, please?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we all have soul records. We have a record that really, at any time, you can go in and access the information if you ask. And, again, if you know how to listen. You know, if you don't know how to listen, then yes, doing an Akashic reading is very beneficial, because you'll get to understand why a relationship is not working for you. What's the block and why is it there? What created it? And usually it's because there is a contract between you and the individual. So to recognize and to understand what is taking place, again, brings clarity, understanding, and that allows you to make a conscious choice. No matter what's going on in your life, whether it's your career, your relationships with your children, you know, anything, new businesses, or if you have a business partner, you can find out information if this is going to benefit you. And what this is really is a code. It is a blueprint that is books. Literally, the Akashic Records are books that you go into and you read them as a consultant. And in those, there are stories about your life and your lifetime and the relationships you have to people, places, individuals, relationships to your business. So they're really, really insightful.
And it's really, a lot of people have a hard time with the Akashic Records, you know, and children. Most of the people that I know who do the Akashic readings will not do children that are very young. Mm-hmm. Do you work with children that are young?
I've worked with six month old babies. Yes, I do.
Okay.
Because, my gosh, I mean, doing an Akashic reading on a child, it's just a reading. So I'm not influencing anything on them. I will not work with children doing past life regression because, for one thing, if they're seeing something as an adult in another lifetime, they have not yet recognized that experience as a child. So it would be very confusing, you know. And so Akashic reading with children, you know, I mean, I really wouldn't call it Akashic reading, but it is, because all you're doing is reading the frequency and the energy of that child and speaking to the soul essence of a child. And again, I was speaking about that earlier, and that's wonderful because they know it. They know you're tuning in. They know you're there, and they'll have a full-on conversation with you. They'll completely let you know what's going on.
Which, again, I think is pretty important.
Yes, and also they usually have messages to the parents to say, can you tell my mom this? This is what I really like, and she doesn't know this about me. Can you please let her know? Or you know what, this is how I interpret this, but my parents, they have no clue. Can you tell my dad that I like this at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and it makes me happy or something else, you know? And the child will literally, he or she will let me know descriptions of what is beneficial to them, especially if the parents have, you know, a concern about their school or being ADD or having any kind of label put on them. These children literally will just give me a list of things that are beneficial for them. So I work with the parents and let the parents know that this is what's going on with your child, and if you do these things, your relationship is going to be extremely more effective. And if you speak to the child in this way, he or she will completely understand you when before it would have been frustrating because you don't know what you're doing. You don't know how to speak to the child. You know, so it's just, I love it. It's so fascinating.
Yeah, no, I think working with children is really a big, big key because they really already know. It's just bringing it out and letting them express it and feel okay with expressing it, you know, so they know it's okay. I think that's really, really important. Now, we're almost out of time, so give out your websites again, please, so people can get a hold of you.
Yeah, okay. So it's DeborahSky.com and SoulTherapy.ca. I just want to mention something, Nancy, that just popped up. The new children today, because they are so powerful and a lot of them are masters and they're coming in with no karma whatsoever, I just got clued into. That's why they're using Ritalin and Prozac and all these incredibly powerful zombie-like medications on children to dumb them down at a very early age so they cannot walk their power, walk in their purpose and live their truth. That's why they're going in so early now.
Yeah, which is really too bad. Anyway, now you talked about just a couple minutes ago how you have a free download for people. So can you tell the people where to go to get the download and how they do it, please?
Yeah, well, they can go to soultherapy.ca, and on there, the first email you're going to get from me is for my book, Discovering and Living Your Soul's Purpose. I send that to you as a PDF. And then the second day, I send you a CD. And on my DeborahSky.com, you also get the Awakening to Your Divine Purpose CD, and you get updates. And there's also on DeborahSky.com an opportunity to win a 30-minute Star Power Coaching soul coaching session with me. So there's an option form there with the dial-in. So if you put your phone number in there, every week I draw somebody's name, and I give you a 30-minute free consultation, which I digitally record, and then I send you back also.
Which is pretty good. So when people get this, if they have questions about it or they want more from you, they can easily get in touch with you. Do they go to your website? Is there a blog? How do they get a hold of you?
It's all blog. So, yes, there's comment forms, there's my email plastered everywhere. I'm so accessible. I've been online for 12 years. So, you know, every site that I have you can go to, and there's just a plethora of information, and there's also places where you can contact me, put information in, email me, phone me. So whatever one it is, there's always access to me.
Okay. And again, that's real important because a lot of people will say there's access and then all of a sudden there isn't. And they go,
Oh, no, there is. There's tons of access to me. All you have to do is Google my name and you'll find me. Very easy.
And one more time, let's talk real quick because we have about 60 seconds left your sacred tours, you know, that's on your website.
Oh, yeah.
So they can register on your website.
Yeah. You can register on the website at soultherapy.ca in October next year for 15 days. We're doing a sacred ceremony with some Itzeb. We're going to Tikal, Yaksha, We're going to El Mirador, which is the largest pyramid on the planet, bigger than Giza, in Egypt, and it is in the middle of the jungle. So we have a four-day journey in and out, sleeping over at the pyramid, and we have five elder shamans that are going to be with us, and it's going to be amazing. We have a hotel that's right on Lake Ica, which is an incredible, incredible lake. It's all mineral, so it's a healing lake. And if you go to Soul Therapy under Sacred Tours and Journeys, you'll see the whole itinerary there, option box, the deposit, the whole, everything that we're doing.
Okay, great. Well, guess what? Our time is up.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Yes, you too.
And like I said, we'll bring you back after the first year or something, because I'm sure by then you're going to have a lot more to talk about.
Yes, my book and my healing modality will be published.
All right, great. Well, it was very great having you on the show, Deborah. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did, and I'm sure the listeners did also.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much, and you have a great evening.
You too. I'd like to thank you, the listeners. May God bless all of you. Have a great week. Take care of yourself, and get to know who you are. Take care now.